Can I help you?
Sure.
Hello, can I help you?
Sure. Are you a machine or are you for reals? Are you a person?
I am definitely for real.
Okay, you're just repeating yourself. It's okay. We will do that.
Well, no, it's because nobody said hello or anything. I was like, okay, are you a machine?
Oh, yeah. No. No. I wish I was. Or maybe I am, but no, I don't think so. My name is Christian, and I'm with the Tax Relief Center. I'm looking for Michelle Adami.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, cool. So we're calling you because of something you might already know, which is that there's a federal tax lien has been filed against you. Do you know that? And it's by the state. Let me see. It's by the IRS, and it's for.
Right.
Do you know the amount by any chance?
I do.
Yeah, it's 23, almost 24. So what we do here is if you still have questions or doubts about anything, maybe even, you need assistance to help you reduce or maybe eliminate in some cases, not in all cases, and you have some time to talk right now, maybe 5 minutes, I can transfer you to a tax specialist and they can help you out with that.
Oh, I'm actually doing something. Yeah, I'm actually doing something about it right now. I'm actually working for Facebook.
Okay. You're working for Facebook, okay? And
yeah.
And they're helping you out? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm working on a project that should help me with the amount.
Okay. You live in Valencia, right? California?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay. We'll have an address for you for that in Valencia. 24283 Cabrillo Street. Have you ever lived there?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, years ago.
Oh, so you think this information is very old?
Definitely.
Because it says
yeah,
here...
Couldn't afford California anymore.
Oh, so you moved?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Cool. I did the same thing, and it was actually worse. It was actually more expensive. I moved from LA to Seattle, and it was back in 2014. When
uh-huh.
It started to get really, really expensive when I got there, I could rent a room for like $600, and then
oh,
in
wow.
like, within the span of almost 2 years, that same room went for like double, $1,200, and you can imagine just
oh,
for
right.
houses and apartments and all that stuff.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice there though, not as hot.
Yeah. Well, since you got it all figured out, then I'll let you go.
Oh no! The reason I say is I'm not in the tax law field, but I do have colleagues that are, and I know how to do offer to compromise and offer what's it offer in compromise. Oh, I see.
So you're
that
also
sort of thing.
You're also like a professional in some other field.
Oh
okay,
yeah,
sort of,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm a litigator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
14 years.
Okay. And do you still love it?
No.
Oh, you don't? Oh wow, okay.
I sue corporations. And it's not fun.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I was so hoping. I started a bakery during the pandemic, but unfortunately, I just couldn't keep it up. And
was it only you working the bakery?
Yeah, just me.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh.
why. Maybe you had to get a helper too. You know, you
a
couldn't
helper?
Do that. Yeah, somebody to help you out to do this stuff. I mean, because I can't imagine that when you start out, you're not going to be sending us much. But then people try your product and they really like it because I'm pretty sure you you know, gave them a good product. So they like it. So they tell people, and so you have more demand. So you need help. You can't handle it by yourself.
Oh, no. I actually started developing recipes, and that was a bit better than you, like, you know why things are resourced to China? Because
it's
cheaper to make the product. But you want to be the person, in other words, you want to be Apple. You don't want to be the factories in China. You want to be the person who's developing the recipes. So that's what I started doing. I started developing recipes for local businesses and a couple for Starbucks. So that's kind of where I went in more of the information side of things.
Okay.
And that was fun. That was fun, but you can only, you know, and so I'm hopefully trying to start, I improved a couple of recipes, but unfortunately with the cost of everything, franchisees, they don't want to spend, you know, maybe $500,000 just to start a small bakery of their own with my recipes, even though they're great recipes. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things where it's just so expensive to get some working capital to start a brick and mortar business. And California being what it is hard to find the money to start a business and then expect people who are also not doing very well financially, like, oh, you know, spend, you know, $4 on this cookie, you know, $6 on this piece of cake. Can't do that. It's just not the reality that we're living in right now. So I went back to working. But I don't like it. There's so much conflict, and I don't mind conflict, but this is a lot of personality and a lot of viciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It can be dangerous, to be honest, especially when you're working with law enforcement. So yeah, I don't really like it. So we'll see.
Oh, okay. cool. So which state did you move to?
Oh, I'd rather not say.
Okay, I understand. Nice.
Yeah.
nice.
I'm not really allowed to because of the position.
Yeah. I totally understand. What does your family say about that? About everything that you're going through?
What do you mean that you've
been through since the pandemic? Do they support you or?
I haven't spoken to them in a long time.
Oh, really? Is it just you? You're independent?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, if you really don't have any questions for somebody that really knows about, you know, all this stuff about, you know,
I get calls regarding the lien. I get probably 5 pieces of mail every day.
It's pretty annoying, huh?
Yeah. I get a lot of calls every day regarding that, regarding other things. And hey, I don't know.
So do you, I mean,
it's really no way to market, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you really want to like solve it or what do you plan to do?
I'm already solving it. I'm working.
Okay. All right. And Are you speaking directly to the IRS?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Because that's how the lien was placed.
Yeah, I mean,
because we came to an agreement regarding that.
Okay. I mean, we're here to, I mean, you know, not everybody is like, you know, is informed about their situation. So, that's why we're here to let them know where they're at and what they could do but you seem to know where you're at and what you can do.
Oh, yeah, because it's a lot more than 24,000. I'm not sure where that number came from or whatever, but no, it's a lot more than that. That's business debt too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, I wish you the best and good luck with everything. I hope you solve all your
problems. Oh, great.
Your
thank you too.
Take care.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.